This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you guys followed Imam Tom versus Mehdi Hassan? I haven't yet seen the interview that Imam Tom did with Muhammad Jalan. See, Mehdi Hassan is from a dying breed, I would say, of Democrat loyalists. I'm not totally against everything Mehdi Hassan does. First, he serves the Muslim identity. I think in Islam itself, he never talks about that. So let's leave that alone. Right, because the guy is a Shia in the first place. So, but leave that alone, because the guy, I don't even know if he believes in that. He never talks about theology, so we're not going to go there. We just went there, but right. But anyway, leave that alone. He has been a very good debater, I would say, in most of his causes on Islam, Muslim identity, etc. So overall, I'm not so harsh on people, right? When they do they have a lot of good positions. On Palestine, he's been very strong, I have to say. His debate, who did he debate? Piers Morgan. Debated a lot of people, right? His clips always come up, and I'm impressed with them. So I'm not totally, like, out to destroy the guy. I don't have that attitude towards Mehdi Hassan. I do believe that the Democrat loyalty is dying amongst Muslims. Like, you're getting laughed at. If you're one of these people, you will get laughed at. He said, and their argument is that, how could you allow Trump to be president? He's going to be far worse. I have two arguments against that. The first argument is that what you see now takes priority over what may happen in the future. When I'm making any decision, what's happening now is a certainty. You are aiding and abetting killing. In the future, what may happen in the future is also highly likely. No doubt about that. Highly likely. But we just don't know it. It's not certain. And ask any Egyptian, because every Egyptian says, anybody would have been better than Mubarak. Ask any Libyan, anyone better than Sanusi? Way back in the day, in the 50s. Right? Ask anyone. And Iraq, anyone but Saddam. Yeah, and you got that. All three of you. Anyone but Hafez al-Assad in Syria. Bashar al-Assad's worse. So the mentality that we can pass a judgment on the future, it always fails. So that's number one. Number two. If we're going to be honest, and people really hate this line, the best predictor for future behavior is past behavior. Trump has already been president. It's not like you're putting in an unknown firecracker. He's a firecracker and he's nuts and all that stuff. Fine, we get that. But this is not an unknown. You saw what his past presidency looked like. And we didn't see a lot of bloodshed. That's the truth. We didn't even see a wall. The 2% of it was built. We didn't see a Muslim ban except for a temporary thing that they had on five countries that had terrorist organizations in them. It wasn't like a blanket Muslim ban. But that's why I think that's the argument that's made against the pro-Harris approach, right? Those are the two arguments. Fat. He essentially said that if you punish Democrats this time, you can fix Democrats. The summary of the argument is this. Democrats can be, their behavior can be changed. Republican behavior is fixed. There is no point in dealing with Republicans. They are fixed on this subject. But you can injure a Democrat, their percentage and their elections in this cycle, and maybe their behavior will change. That's a great point, too. The Democrats, when you do give them loyalty, they'll never listen to you again. You're just like a lackey. You're just a doormat. You get abused and you still are there for them. That's a type of abused person. And my opinion is that neither side is any different on Israel. That's my belief. Neither side has a different philosophy towards the lobby. You still don't know what each president would do. I think Biden is in office, it seemed to me, was almost like an absentee presidency. Let's look at what this person says. Mohammed Shezli says, you're applying too many what ifs to Mehdi Hassan. Think about what's happening every day under this current administration, who's already supported genocide at the fullest scale versus who may make it worse. I don't see how it can get any worse. See, I'll never, that's not a correct thing to say. That last line, delete it. Now, Mehdi Hassan says, it can't get worse. Of course it can. Every day it's getting worse, 100%. You think that in 2 years it's not going to be worse than today? It will, because Israel can't put this genie back in the bottle. They have to keep going. It will get worse in the Trump administration, almost 99% sure. Not because of the presidency here. Irrelevant of the presidency, whether it's Harris or Trump, the next year will be worse. The year after that will probably be worse, probably until 2030 or for another decade. Daniel Dumbrill says, don't vote for Stein because Trump might win and the genocide might get worse. Vote instead for the party under which we already know the genocide has continually gotten worse. Which is basically the same idea as what is greater than what if. Yeah.
What is our position on principle versus making compromises for political gain? Like, is there a middle ground, or is there a certain threshold of principles that need to be that need to be upheld?
I'm going to say that there's no set answer to this. There's no set answer. The future always tells you whether you decided right or wrong.
Because the reason I'm asking is we've sort of seen that with the Democratic Party. Like, a lot of brothers and sisters got involved with the Democrats, and they made compromises on certain issues, and it didn't really lead to much, right? It's almost as if when you compromise on certain issues, it's as if you're going to get embarrassed regardless, right? Yeah. Whether you make that compromise or not, these people already have formed.
You're losing either way.
Yeah, but in one version of that story, you're also losing your own morality and your own rectitude. Whereas in the other, sure, you're still going to be on the sidelines, but at least now you're on the sidelines and people know what your positions are and they can respect you for at least being principled.
I've always liked the philosophy of not trying to bend or please anybody. And the only people that you it doesn't mean I like to offend somebody. There's a difference. There's a difference between changing yourself to please somebody versus intentionally offend other people, because people usually conflate that. I don't try to please anyone. Yeah, but you're offending now. The line for that is you are allowed to offend the people who are trying to kill you. That's the difference between a lot of people who quote unquote say the truth and other people who they really use the truth as a way to offend others. Okay, let's take a look at some Q&A here. What's my position regarding someone who's already embedded in the Democratic Party and is trying to make headway? He should continue. But don't tell us and try to convince us that Harris, of all people, who has, like, what has she done in politics that would indicate any future behavior, right? Trump does have an indicator of his behavior, which is that it's always much less than his words. That is, we have facts on that. We have demonstration on that. And I'm not obviously pro-Trump, but what do we have from Harris? Wait, why do we have to ask? She's already in office. I only think that the pro-Harris campaign is a total lose. The abandon Biden, abandon Harris campaign is principled for sure. And it's likely to not have any great political impact. Even the Democrats are bound by the Israeli money, Israeli AIPAC money. I think they're just going to have to bite the bullet and say, all right, we lost the Muslims. That's it. They can't go without the money. They can't offend the AIPAC too much for the Israel level.